Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with Eddie Mansfield, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover. Eddie Mansfield.
In the house, Jeffrey. And you're coming from Indianapolis tonight.
So. I am. I'm on the road for the first time doing one on the road.
That's here, a good thing. Indy's a great All-Star. Town.
Yeah, I'm excited to get around. I got in today, got some work done. I'm looking forward to getting out on the town.
Go see old Pat McAfee while you're up there.
I should do that.
Yeah, you should.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
I told you.
Did Kyle Shanahan choke on the big screen? I saw a funny meme, Eddie, that said, Kyle Shanahan is the Tommy Hilfiger of North Africa.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because all of them are going to be wearing their brand new
49ers
Super Bowl winner gear.
The world champs.
The WWE pulled the swerve herd around the world. Cody Rhodes is the main event for WrestleMania. MLB pitchers and catchers are reporting it's that time for baseball to start ramping up, and the Daytona 500 is this Sunday on Fox.
Yeah, we're over here in Lake Ranch, Florida, and Charlotte's not too far down from here where the Rays play. We're on the West Coast. We're on the West Coast, and it's really beautiful over here. And, being in Florida, it's nice. It was 80 degrees today, and I can't complain.
I left that to come to, it's probably about 20 outside right now. But that's actually a warm temperature for Indianapolis at this time of year, I hear. I'm probably going to be, when I get back, I'm probably going to head over to Clearwater to go see my nephew play, hopefully in spring training, for the Philadelphia Phillies. It's going to be fun. But Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off all over the world with Eddie Mansfield, and I'm Jeff Taylor. NASCAR's Daytona 500 is Sunday at 2:30 p.m. on Fox. They're dropping the green flag there, Eddie.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, you got 12 drivers trying to win their first 500. You know, drivers like Kyle Busch. You know, who almost did it last year? Chase Elliott. Now, that's the sleeper. The second-generation guy, Bill Elliott's son.
So you want to hear an interesting story, Eddie?
Yeah.
My brother Brad is racing against Chase Elliott at the New Smyrna Speedway tonight. I'm going to find out whether or not he took Chase. I don't know what they're doing over there. I know it's the super modifieds and the modifieds. Bradley's racing against Chase Elliott. I got the text message about an hour ago that I could tune in and watch.
Yeah, tell Brad to get a picture with him and we'll post it, you know.
All right.
You know, with the show. And around the country and you know, around the world. And, you know, Brad May, his brother, he happened to do a show with me that was a huge hit called Kids in Motorsports, along with John Andretti, Tony Stewart, and all them guys out of NASCAR and all the world champion racers from all, you know, from motocross to the go-karts to, you know, drag, rail, everything. And
he's still Brad getting it done, eh? He's won the championship, I think, 3 times in a row down there, and he's still putting the pedal to the metal over there in New Smyrna.
Which is good. I mean, because Brad, I always said, gosh, man, he's got the total package. And when, you know, I put him on the show because of that, because I thought, sure, you know, he's going to be huge, and he's a great racer. He was then, and he just got, you know, everything there. I mean, he's got the total, he had the total package.
The beauty of it, Eddie, is that it's never too late. And speaking of never too late, my favorite to win the Daytona 500 this year is also chasing his first. He's next on the list you have here, Martin Truex Jr.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's finally with a good team.
Yeah, you know, I'm taking him to win it.
That's a good choice.
He came close in 2016. His teammate, who he was kind of helping around the track, beat him by 0.01 seconds to take the checkered in 2016. So he's chasing that Daytona 500. He's on a year-to-year contract now. I think he's just sticking around to get that done.
Well, I can tell you about old Martin. He just needs to lose that guy in the draft. You know, get rid of him. Don't let him follow you. I mean, he beat you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, get rid of him. You got to have a memory. You know, man. Take no pictures. That's NASCAR. When they had Earnhardt and all those guys, they used to take no prisoners, man.
Yeah, racing is a single
now,
guy.
I don't know what they're doing.
Sport.
Yeah.
Team, that's nothing.
That's it, right? I mean, it's me. It's a me. It's a me sport. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, go and win yourself, because who's going to get their hand raised at the end? You.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what I love. Who's going to be in the winning circle? All your team that got you there, they changed your tires, they put the gas in there and all the oil and everything else. Yeah, of course they're going to be there. They're your teammates. But you, the main event. Boom.
The other guy, though, that's on the same team as you, once that race starts, you're no longer teammates.
No.
If your engine blows in qualifiers, if your engine blows, then you can get an engine from your teammate. But once that green flag drops, teammate, shmeemate, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Me too. Because every man for yourself. I mean, you got 40 slots out there. You got 36 with owners, you know, team owners. And you got four, you know, of open cars, they call them. And, you know, with people that, you know, like Martin Truex, you know, he raced with those guys out of Colorado. And they would show up for races. You know, they did a great job. They had a good garage out there. And Martin really did good with them.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's with some serious money. So now he's really got a shot.
Speaking of serious money and the open slots, a serious moneymaker who is no longer with Hendrix, Jimmy Johnson, Hall of Famer, drove that Chevy forever, is driving a Toyota and chasing one of those open slots. So we'll see if Jimmy can get it done. And money-wise...
You know what's sad about that?
What is it?
Is that, you know, you can't... Well, he went from being a top-tier racer to a jabroni, pretty much. I mean, he really did. He's doing jabroni racing.
Yeah.
And instead of getting in there with Hendrix or one of the guys that took him to the promised land and he won all those championships with, he's with jabroni racing. And that's what it's true. I mean, you know, call the car Jabroni 1 or Jabroni 2, you know.
Is it Legend Motorsports that he's racing for, or Legend Motor Group? He's driving a Toyota.
Well, what's legendary about it? They never win.
To me.
Yeah, what did they legendary motorsports? Why? Because they don't win?
Well, I don't know.
Legendary sport? I don't know.
Jimmy's won plenty. He doesn't need to win the Daytona 500.
But he's
won
killing
a lot.
His name. I mean, come on. You can wipe out all that good faith with them NASCAR people by racing jabroni racing for about 3 or 4 years. And they're going to say, see, I told you. Only reason he won because he was with Hendrix. They had all the money. And now he's got to really race, and he can't cut it. See there?
That's
what's going to happen to him.
You say he's ruining his name. There's a guy down there in Miami that will tell you he never had his name. You Google Jimmy Johnson. If you don't spell it with an IE, you're not going to get the race car driver. You're going to get the legendary head coach, Jimmy Johnson.
Well, he is a legend.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's a Super Bowl winner with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, he is a legendary coach. Now, Jimmy Johnson, I can tell you, Jimmy Johnson would not go coach the Washington Commanders.
No, that's a tough
that would not
take.
Happen.
Yeah, we're just going to have to follow the process.
Jimmy Johnson is going from Hendrick Motorsports. He's going from the wine country to chalets and all the other real great stuff to Jabroni Raceland.
Well, he had a tragedy in his family. He had a tragedy in his family, and I think that affected him. So I'm not going to take too much away
from... His son got killed at Martin's.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. He didn't have to get behind the wheel of that car, though. I know you know as well as I do that driving a race car is mental as much as it is physical.
Oh,
and
sure.
I think he was broken for a few years, and he's moved on. The other guy that's chasing the open slot that we've all heard of is the number 44 car. And if you look at the NASCAR entries right now, it says 44 driver TBA because Greg Biffle has decided he's not going to drive that car. When did you hear that?
Is he coming back or no?
No, he's saying that he wasn't paid. His contract wasn't obliged in 2022.
Racing, there you go.
In 2022. So he and his team haven't been paid for 2022. So he's not going to race until they pay him. And I believe owners of that car have decided, okay, we'll find someone to drive the number 44. The car...
believe me, that guy, before he sits his ass in that damn NASCAR, he's going to have his hand out saying, hey, whole season, Bubba, whole season of pay,
yeah,
there ain't no play.
Yeah.
Because you just screwed Greg Biffle. He won't ride in the 44 because you screwed the whole team.
Well, he posted on his Instagram, I just saw a picture of a car coming out of a trailer at Daytona, the number 44, and it says Greg Biffle on it, and Greg Biffle's not driving that car until Greg Biffle gets paid.
I don't blame him. You know, that's an Eddie Mansfield deal. No ticky, no shirty, like the Chinese laundry in New York, you know? And, you know, you got to have your... It's all about the Benjamins when it comes down to the big deal.
The last big name of the 12 drivers trying to win their first 500 is Kyle Larson.
Yeah, he can't draft worth the crap. You know, he's more of a foo-foo racer. You know what I mean? He's not a real drafting kind of guy.
Well, the beauty of the Daytona 500, though, is that anybody at any time can win that thing because it's wide open. Everybody is gassing hard and braking very little on that track. It's a beautiful race to watch.
Well, long as you stay in that draft and stay out of the big wreck, you're good.
Yeah.
Kind of like Talladega. You know, the 500 in Talladega with the super, you know, motor speed tracks, they always have the big one.
Yeah. Those and are the Daytona two craziest the tracks one. To drive on.
Oh, yeah. I love to watch races. You know, we were shooting so many times. I've shot at Talladega so many times. And I mean, you know, a lot of tracks you can't, you go to, you know, like a Richmond, man, you got to wear some Clarks, you know, because they're about to blow your eardrums out.
Yeah.
But in Talladega, they go over that whole bank of the stands, you know, going all the way down and just full of people, man. And I, all of a sudden, you hear them, then they go around, and then that's it.
All right, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie?
Yeah, Merced Jeffrey. Yeah.
The last time for the 2023-2024 season that we're going to hear this music in the background. Super Bowl.
Yeah, how about all you Travis Kelce haters? How about all you Chief haters? How you like that 25-22 ass-kicking of the 49ers? How'd you like that Darren Peck out there in San Francisco? Y'all got smoked again. Three times your coach has lost in the Super Bowl.
I got to be honest with you, Eddie. I am a Travis Kelce hater, and I'm on the verge of becoming a Patrick Mahomes hater. And then they go to the post-game interview, and he thanks God for the win. And I'm like, all right, dude, I'm back in on Mahomes. But I'm out Kelce.
Kelce, he got me back when he apologized. And he manned up and he said, hey, I wouldn't have a career without, you know, Andy Reid.
The guy he almost pushed over on the sideline.
A Bush League move, from Travis Kelce. But Bush League move, you don't ever touch a coach. I don't really care. You don't have an answer.
Let me say this.
You can't give me an answer for that,
I disagree with you there.
I hate to do this. It's called dumbass.
I hate to do this because I am a Travis Kelce hater. I admit it. Maybe I'm a little jealous that he went home with Taylor Swift and I didn't.
Well, you should.
Whatever. I'll say this.
Money's no problem to him.
He was upset that he wasn't in on that play, which ended up a fumble, and he was mad. It's very okay to get mad, and it's very to go over to the coach and get in his face about it. What you got to be careful about, Travis, is you got to remember Andy Reid was head coaching before you were born, so you can't just go over to not an octogenarian yet, but on the verge of an octogenarian, and bang into him like he's one of your linemen, because you're going to take out old man Andy. But what I have to say about Travis Kelce, and because of the fact that there was so much lead up coming into this game with the Taylor Swift and all of the commercials that you have to watch, he's on every commercial break. There's a Travis Kelce. Is there anybody that's not sponsoring Travis Kelce at this point?
Well, you know, he can thank the old girl he's sleeping with. I mean, the Swift boy. One thing about her, she is money in the bank.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a guy going with her, you lucky dog, you better just open them wallets because you're fixing to come to you, daddy. and that's what's happening with Travis.
Hey, I mean, There was
he's
a way better.
Good.
There was a
I mean,
way
he's
better
not that
looking
good on
blonde.
Television. Huh?
There was a way better looking blonde in that press box than Taylor Swift. We couldn't figure
well,
out
who
it was.
Well, you're not talking about Black Annie there with that yellow hair, right?
No, but I saw that. It was very funny.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Annie with the yellow hair.
It showed Post Malone hair. Talking to her and him saying, I really love when you sing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right.
But I was so fed up with Travis Kelce coming into this game. So I paid close attention. And this is a guy that's buying into his press. He believes that he is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I watched him like throw balls away from the referees and he's running his mouth to the other players. I'm not a Kelce guy. I admit it. I know he's a really good football player. I'm sure he's a decent guy, but I don't like him. Someone I do
well,
like.
That's what they used to say about me all the time. Yeah. Oh, I don't like that Eddie Mansfield. Boy, he just pisses me off. All you haters out there, who cares what you like or you don't know? You know, it doesn't matter. Travis Kelce is going to the bank. Do you understand? The more you talk about him, the more money he's going to make.
He came through in the clutch, too. I mean, Mahomes, I didn't bet against them, but it was very disappointing to see them win another Super Bowl because I was really high on the San Francisco 49ers. My brother-in-law is a big San Francisco 49ers fan. I was enjoying the fandom through him. He was so excited. They haven't won it in 30 years, but somehow or another,
31 now.
somehow or another, Kansas City found a way to get on top again. And
well, it's
granted,
called Kyle Shanahan, my boy. He choked. Let me tell you something. He did it with Atlanta. He had a 23-point lead against the GOAT, Tom Brady.
He just gets intimidated by great quarterbacks.
Well, he just gets intimidated. He sits like a little sissy on a lead when he should have let Brock Purdy give the damn ball to the number one rusher in the NFL, number 23.
Christian McCaffrey.
Well, why didn't you run him? Kill the clock. You know how you beat people? You kill the clock.
That's certainly true. Also, I mean, here's the problem with a Tom Brady and a Patrick Mahomes, is it's okay to get a lead in the first half. They should have had a much bigger lead, but to get a lead in the first half and start playing conservatively. But you
That's
can't do that against these guys because you
Ever.
Give them the smallest window and they will parkour through it. And that's what Patrick Mahomes did to the San Francisco 49ers. He did it himself. He's like, okay, you're covering my guys. You're playing for no deep passes.
Yeah, here I go.
I don't have to dink and dunk you. I'm going to run it for 30 yards. You leave the middle of the field open, I'm going to take it. And they had the missed extra point, which would have made a difference. There were so many things that went wrong in that game.
Well, it's called being blocked. It's called a hand coming up.
Well, it was a high snap, and it came out funky because of the high snap. It was low and to the right. The field goal wasn't going to make it through regardless of whether it was blocked or not. It was off to the right. You could tell he was going to miss it. But Brock Purdy did show that he's a guy that can win. Although he didn't win, he looked really good in this game. He made some great decisions. He was just up against the team that has it all at the moment. They have a defense that everybody was complaining about coming into the middle of the season. They figured out how to put it together. They've got the best quarterback going right now in the NFL with Patrick Mahomes and the best tight end, arguably, in Travis Kelce.
Right.
So those are guys that are just, they're already talking about three-peat. They're literally talking about three-peat.
They're going to be the first team to win three straight Super Bowls. That's how good they are.
They're very
good. Unless Patrick Mahomes get hurt, They're going to be in the Super Bowl next year, and they're going to win it.
There's a lot that can happen that can change a football team in the offseason.
Well, car wreck.
I'm interested to see.
He falls and breaks his ankle.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think at all. I don't think Patrick Mahomes getting hurt is the only thing that could change the trajectory of that team. I mean, they looked pretty bad in the beginning of this season. They were not looking like a playoff team.
Yeah, but
and they
how
got
did
it
they
together.
Finish, Jeff?
They figured it
how
out.
How did they finish? Yeah,
yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it. When I look at the 49ers, like you said, on paper, I told you, paper can't win anything.
No, they can't.
I mean, on paper, they should have killed the Chiefs.
Yes.
But the game is not played on paper.
Eddie, let's talk about odark30.com. Friend of the show, Lenny DePaul. That's where you can go to get all of your Odark 30 apparel. Incredible apparel. Very military-centric. They've got boots that you could actually wear if you were out in the field. They've got cool-looking hats, cool-looking shirts. And by the way, I would wear a pair of those boots to a 5-star restaurant. They're good looking, but they're also good out in the field. All right, Eddie, the MLB pitchers and catchers are reporting to camp, I believe, this upcoming week. And you have decided that you've already got picks for the World Series. And one of them I will give you is a very good pick. The other one is questionable, in my opinion. But give them your picks.
Well, of course, the Atlanta Braves. And, man, they just got some studs. I mean, pitching-wise, they're unbelievable. And my other pick out of the American League is the Boston Red Sox.
That's an interesting one to me.
I believe that they're going to come out of the chute, and they're going to play good ball this year. I mean, they got a good ball team. I just think that they could do it.
You might be the only guy who believes that, but I'll give it to you. I'm going to go ahead and actually, on the word of Eddie Mansfield, go put a few shekels down on the Red Sox, because I'm sure the odds are long. I'm going Yankees, Phillies, an all pinstripe World Series. The Phillies are obviously on paper the best team in the NL, and the Yankees.
I don't think so. You know who's the best team on paper?
Who
is Atlanta Braves? Look at the pictures they got on the offseason.
I mean, agree with you. Pitching-wise, they're good. But I'm going away from that, because the Yankees' rotation is questionable, but they have a lineup that is unstoppable, and they added Juan Soto in the offseason. They're going to be very, very good. But listen, Eddie, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off, we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal
disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing, President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
WrestleMania!
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield, and I'm Jeff Taylor. Eddie, the WWE has been dominating the conversation here. What's going on over there?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you heard that the swerve heard around the world, man. You know, we talked about it last week. About none other than The Rock wrestling Roman Reigns. That was a stock deal. You know what I mean? I told you that didn't matter whether it was a Rock or Cody Rhodes. They were going to sell out anyway.
Yes,
and that's exactly what happened. And Cody Rhodes, man, to me, Cody Rhodes is my favorite guy in the WWE, because he is a star. I mean, without a doubt, you can see his dad, Dusty Rhodes, all in his eyes. And when he talks like Dusty.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's just a damn star, man.
Yeah, a lot of guys' children try to get into this, and they either don't have it physically, which Dusty Rhodes was a big guy, but he wasn't what you're looking for these days in the WWE. He was just he basically was a offensive tackle wrestling. He had a lot of meat on those bones, but man, could he cut a promo. And that's the other side of it, is that you get a lot of these guys' kids, and they look like them, they sound like them, they've got the physique, but they're not good on the mic. And that's so important in wrestling.
Well, Cody is just, you can tell his daddy was Dusty Rhodes. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And when I listened, and I watched Raw this week. First time in 6 years I ever watched wrestling. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And because I used to be a wrestling fan. And I used to love wrestling. But, you know, I've been so busy doing my production stuff and producing and doing what I need to do, making them Benjamins. I really didn't have time for that. But I was pleasantly surprised with Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is a star, man. I mean, Dusty never wore a suit. He couldn't buy a suit that fit his fat ass. And so, I mean, when you look at Cody, I mean, he looks like a star. He is a star. He's making $21 million like a star. He's a superstar. And he looks like it. And I tell you, I think that the belt's going to change hands at WrestleMania, and Cody Rhodes is going to be the new champion. I really believe that.
That would be fun to have a Rhodes at the top again. How long has it been since Dusty Rhodes wore a belt?
Oh, geez. I mean, Dusty was world champion. I don't know what year. And I know it was the 80s, maybe.
Yeah, so it's been 40 years.
Yeah, at least. And when you look at Dusty Rhodes, I mean, they had classic match with my dear friend that passed away not long ago, the Funker himself, Terry Funk. And, I mean, they had classic matches, Terry Funk and Dusty Rhodes. You know, and I'll never forget, I had Terry on one of my shows, and I said, "Dusty Rhodes." And he looked right at me, and he said, "Yellow sucking dog." That's what he did. He said, "So much Terry Funk and Dusty Rhodes, egg sucking dog." You know, and so
he had a pretty good run against Ric Flair too, didn't they? Have a pretty good rivalry going there for a minute.
Yeah, because Dusty was booking the Carolinas, and you know, Dusty gonna be on top, Yeah. And so he, you know, him and Flair. Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of world championships matches with the Nate.
Yeah.
And it's good. You know, yeah. Both of them are really good for the business, and you know, they're not good for your business if you're in that same territory, because you know, I'll never forget we were in West Palm Beach. I was a Florida television champion back then, and I'll never forget me and Terry Funk are sitting in West Palm Beach, and Terry looked at me and he goes, "Fast Eddie." I go, "Yeah." He said, "Hey, was your poke a little light this week?" And I go, "Yeah, real light." And he goes, and about that time, he looks up, and old Dustin Rhodes, big ass, come walking in the dressing room. And Terry looked at me, and he goes, "There's a cow that ate all the cabbage right there." I'll never forget that as long as I live. And, you know, stuff like that. Terry Funk was, like, iconic, you know what I mean? And so it was just so much fun. You know, and we drove together from Tampa down to West Palm Beach and never mentioned pay at all until we got in the locker room. And we were putting boots on, and he looked at me. And then when old Big Dusty came in, "There's a cow that ate all the cabbage, baby." And so it's like, that's what stuff is made of, and great stories by great men, really.
Eddie, Lenny DePaul, friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Odark30.com.
Odark30.com is right. The greatest merchandise in the world. Lenny and Ellie has got it going. And let me tell you something. It's some bad to the bone stuff. And, you know, you got guys like Ted Nugent that wear this stuff. You got some of the biggest celebrities in the world that wear Odark30. And, you know, it doesn't hurt that Lenny DePaul happens to be the manhunter, the baddest man on the planet. And so go see odark30.com and get your merch. You'll be sorry if you didn't.
Well, a not so great story is that Vince McMahon is still going through legal trouble.
Vince McMahon raped a female wrestler, Ashley Massaro, you know, and over in Kuwait at an army base. A few years later, she killed herself, committed suicide.
Is this coming out in stuff they're finding, or is this just something you know?
Yeah, it's coming out because that was hid.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that Vince McMahon touched, from the little boys to the hookers and the whores and everybody else he hired, he covered it up with money.
The opinions of Eddie Mansfield are not the opinions of Jeff Taylor. I don't know if I'm going down little boys' roads with Vince, but...
Well, you just went on little boys last week with old Toast Sucker. What was his name? The ring announcer.
Yeah, I don't know that, though. I believe you.
Oh, yeah, they got busted on that.
Oh, right, I mean, yes. Yeah, that's proven in court, though. So, I mean...
Yeah, but who bought him out? I mean, they bought them out of all that trouble. Vince did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of stories that he's covered up things in the past.
Oh,
I
think, my goodness gracious.
Yeah. I think there's a possibility that he was trying to cover up the Benoit stuff, but it got away from him too fast. So he wasn't able to cover that one up. And they got egg on their face there because they're out there paying tribute to Benoit. And then the story comes out and then they have to come out and apologize for it. But from what I've heard, they were trying to kind of take over the scene and kind of write it the way they want it written. And it just didn't happen because it got in the hands of a local cop.
He wanted to flash the cash, Jeff.
Yeah.
You know, Vince wanted to flash the cash, and then he wanted to write the finish the way he wanted to see it.
Yeah,
well, and they wasn't having it.
You can't get away with that with those Georgia cops. Those guys have some serious morality there. Because the Jimmy Snuka stuff, where did that happen?
Well, that happened up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well,
I think Allentown.
That's closer to corruption. You might be able to get away with it up there.
Well, they say that you know, in court papers, they said that Vince McMahon brought a suitcase of money in there
and you know, paid like off Halliburton, the investigators.
Paid off one of the cops there.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything. He just set it down there and he didn't leave with it.
Yeah.
That's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Well, sounds pretty obvious to me. I mean, if there's smoke,
and
there's
he
fire.
Made it go away. And yeah. And it went away. And it's sad because, you know, Nancy used to live with me, Nancy Argentino, when I was in Los Angeles. And she was a real sweet girl. He didn't have to kill her.
No. No, but he was very filled with rage, probably had something to do with the drugs that he was taking. And
coke and steroids, he was all coked up. And
I think it was the steroids more than the coke. I think he was in a rage, and I think there was writing on the wall with all of that he was gonna be a problem. But he was good in the ring, he was good on the mic, and they chose to keep him around. I've been reading a lot about this Vince McMahon trial, and it's not looking good for him, but no. I will say this. I'm not a fan of the signing a non-disclosure and then suing to have the disclosure turned over, and before that happens, disclosing, which is what happened in this case. But if he's found guilty of doing all of the things he's accused of, fine, I'm willing to move on. But if he's not, I'm gonna be very upset.
If you got a non-disclosure, Jeff, you gotta be able to defend yourself in the court of law.
Absolutely. I agree.
This girl was screwed from nose to toes, to pillar to post. I mean, just really, really raked over the coals. And you
I'm
know
not,
something
I'm not apologizing for Vince because everybody's turning on him now. Granted, it's a lot of guys he turned on in
happen,
the past.
I
know, they're coming out of the woodwork. But this girl, just stating the facts, was in a very, very poor situation when she was told by a friend to go meet with Vince and maybe she could get a job. She got the job. She was happily working the job for 3 or 4 years, and then she was fired, and that's when all of this stuff came out. So it's sketchy to me. I'm not saying it's untrue.
Well, you know why she was fired, don't you? Because of his wife.
Well, that's what she's saying, but we're going to have to find out. You can't just take the word. Vince McMahon is innocent right now. He is.
Of what?
Innocent.
He's innocent of what?
Until found guilty, we still live in the United States. He's innocent
until they prove him guilty. Vince McMahon is... They need to bring public hanging back and hang his his ass in the streets.
They still have to find him guilty.
Done, let me tell you something. What he's done to people's lives, not only these girls, but other girls and men, everybody, everything he touched,
he ruined.
He really was.
All right. Well, we've only got a few short minutes left for this, so let's get to it.
My Jabronis of the week are you, you stinking wrestling fans. Let me tell you something. You bought the swerve that's heard around the world because you wanted that stinking Rock to be with Roman Reigns instead of going with the rightful guy who should have been in the main event, because that's the way the rules stated. So, you know something? You got what you got. You got screwed, and it's good.
They were able to take Vince off of every wrestler's mind by pulling these shenanigans. It's heard around the world. All righty, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Look. looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. And Eddie, we've come to the end, unfortunately. We talked Daytona 500.
Hey, but before you go any further.
Yeah.
Give me the winner of the Daytona 500 on Sunday.
Martin Truex Jr. I already said that. I gave it to you.
Well, you know who I'm going with?
Who?
The bad boy himself, Mr. Kyle Busch.
All right. That's a better pick than the Boston Red Sox, so I'll give it to you.
I wouldn't say that. That's what you said about the Kansas City Chiefs and your tired-ass 49ers, man. God.
The Vince McMahon cycle continues.
It's going to be there for another year, believe me.
Yeah, it's exciting that we're getting into the MLB season. You know I'm a big fan of the MLB team. My team's down. I'm a Washington Nationals fan, and it's going to be a few years until they can contend again. But they got some young talent. It's going to be fun to watch this year. But you know what we do need to talk
about, Washington is always about buying young talent
Well,
and trying to get it somewhere.
They won the World Series, so they gave me that.
Yeah, and they got rid of everybody.
They got rid of the youngest star in the major leagues. It's so irritating.
And that dumbass general manager's still there. Can you imagine?
I know. I can't stand him. But Rizzo,
you know, he's horrible.
Built the first one. We'll have to see if Rizzo can build another one.
Odark30.com. That's the baddest stuff going on the planet, man. My buddy Lenny the Ball and his wife Ellie, man, what a line of clothes they got. Odark30.com. Don't you forget it.
And you're talking about the clothes. I'm talking about those boots, Eddie. I looked at those boots. I need to to Oh Dark 30 myself. Zero Dark 30, but it's odark30.com is the website. Go check it out. Good friend of the show, Lenny DePaul. And Eddie, it's time to go. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, well, Jeff Taylor, this is Eddie Mansfield saying to the Malinoff Nation, 6 million strong. See you next week.